Welcome to the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. I am Lonnie Jackson, your host and business coach here to help you create flexible business strategies that can adjust with the chaos of mom life, but still propel you towards your big dreams and goals for your family. If you're ready to double your income without doubling your to-do list and create flexible strategies that convert to income growth and leave mom guilt behind, then you're in the right place. We are dedicated to bringing mom entrepreneurs practical business tactics and strategies, but also sharing the real and raw stories of what it's like to juggle business and babies. We know you have big goals for your business that will give you the freedom you dream of for your family, and we're here to support you in every stage of your business with community, workshops, tutorials, and this podcast. Come on, join us and let's be brilliant together. Hey, mamas, welcome to another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. We're talking summer shorts again, and today I want to talk about what to do if you are feeling low on energy or you don't feel motivated to work in your business. And this subject actually has come up with some of my clients recently. It came up with me. I am not immune to this feeling in the last couple of weeks. So let's just chat about it. What should you do when you're like, I don't want to do anything. I'm done. When you are frustrated because you know you want to work in your business, maybe even you do want to work in your business, but you just don't have the energy to. Let's just talk about that. Number one, it's normal. It is okay and normal to have ups and downs in your business, to feel like some days you just don't want to do it anymore, or you want to and you cannot pull anything because you are tapped out. Let's be honest with ourselves. We as mamas have a lot of pull on our energy and focus. And so sometimes, you know, we just can't plan for bad days with the kids or hard days with whatever comes up, maybe, you know, with our spouse or just in general, our bodies get worn down. There's no prediction to that. And so let's not beat ourselves up for experiencing high and low energy or no motivation. Like, that's not something you're doing on purpose. You're not lazy, all of that. So please, please, let's just acknowledge that first. And I know we don't want to live in that state, but so whenever I see myself feeling that low energy or no motivation, I do a couple things to kind of reset myself or still keep getting things accomplished. But the first thing I have to choose to do is to not be mad at myself, not beat myself up, not to kind of be like, or even frustrated with my situation and my family, because it's just part of life. So, but I can do some things. One, I look at my list, my weekly to-do list, my weekly schedule, and I look at, I've already planned for this. This is part of my plan for creating a flexible business strategy. And I look at it and say, okay, is there something on here that is low energy requirement that I can do? So what I mean is, when you look at your business tasks, some things take a lot of brain work and energy, and some things are just, you know, brainless work. You've already done some of the work, and like for me, networking, posting in other groups is kind of brainless. So I can go and do that without any energy because I've already written the content. I'm just posting it over and over again, putting it strategically out there. It doesn't cost me any extra energy. I can literally lay on the couch and do that. So that's something that's a low energy task that I could do and still move my business forward. Maybe it's not a business task that you can do. Maybe you don't have something that's low energy, or you just don't even want to look at your business. You could say, well, I can use this time where I'm feeling low energy, low motivation, instead of looking at my business, I'll go do something for my mom life on that side of the coin and take advantage of this, you know, whatever this is that I'm going through. I'll get something done on that side, whether that's organizing the pantry because you've been putting it off, or doing the pile of laundry and putting it away because it's been piling up and there's a giant mountain. You can give yourself those low energy tasks to take care of, so you're still moving yourself forward in your business and getting things done on that you need to do, but you don't have to necessarily go write part of your course or do a market research call or, you know, write an email series. You don't have to do those high energy tasks when you have low energy. So just choose something different. And I know it's disappointing sometimes because we have plans to get things done, but we can choose to do something different because you're the boss, mama. Don't forget, you are the boss. You get to set this pace. You get to set the schedule. You get to set the agenda. So that's number one. Number two, maybe you need to give yourself permission to rest. We tend to burn candles at both ends. We tend to give ourselves this unrealistic expectation of go-go juice, hyped up on iced coffee because it's summer now. And we think we just need to just keep going because that's what we have to do. We have to hustle. We have to make it happen or it's not going to happen. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. So maybe this is the sign when you're feeling that no motivation and low energy, your body is telling you, hey, I need a rest so that I can do what we truly do want to do. A lot of the time when I'm feeling that lack of motivation and no energy, it's not that I want to give up my business. It's not that I don't like what I'm doing. It's not that I want to just quit it altogether, even though those feelings come up. It's just my body saying, hey, knock, knock, I need a break. I need some rest. I need you to do some self-care here, pour back into that space that you need so that you can be creative, so that you can show up for everybody else, so that you can show up for your business, because it's just not realistic for us to expect ourselves to just go nonstop without rest. And there are seasons where we need more rest and seasons where we can push through, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to rest when you need to, because oftentimes a short rest period on purpose and choosing that will allow us then to be able to come back with revived energy and renewed passion and motivation. So check in with yourself. Do I need to give myself some permission to rest, to unplug, to put my phone down, to stop thinking about my business, to stop trying to figure it all out and just let my brain have a space to breathe, space to rest? Maybe you need to give yourself that permission today. The other thing I like to do is to phone a business bestie. If you haven't made a business bestie yet, then this is the time to do it. The Brilliant Mompreneur Society on Facebook is a great place to start. Put in there, go start a thread, say, I'm looking for a business bestie. I guarantee you there are other women in that group who are also looking for a business bestie. And when I say that, I mean just somebody who's like, who can understand, who knows what it's like to have that entrepreneur mindset, who knows how it can get frustrating, who knows the ups and downs. Call them and say, okay, I'm feeling it. And sometimes just talking it through with someone who understands the industry, who understands what you're going through, who listens and sympathizes and empathizes with you, it can revive you. And oftentimes I find that just phoning that business bestie and getting everything I feel off of my chest makes me feel better. And I'm not complaining. It's not a complaint. It's more of just like, I need somebody I can talk this out through. I need somebody to understand that, you know, my kids screwed everything up, all my plans up. This got canceled. This person quit on me. This person said they were going to sign and they didn't. And I'm frustrated because this funnel didn't work and I'm exhausted. And it's just, I'm going to give it all up. And maybe you just need that some person to help you process it, talk it through, give you some ideas, and help you regenerate. That's what friends are for. And if you don't have a friend in the entrepreneurial world, let's get you connected with somebody in the Facebook group. And trust me, I know it might be a little scary to reach out to people, but I have found some of my best friends in the business world and in life from reaching out on Facebook groups. It's amazing. I promise it's worth it. And then number four, if those first three are like, meh, they're not doing it for me, then go back to your why, your wins, your passion. Why are you doing this in the first place? Go back to the things that you have accomplished. Sometimes we are so focused on getting that next win and pushing to the next thing and gaining that next level that we forget to celebrate and be proud of and own the wins that we have made. My husband is really awesome at reminding me of the wins in my business. He is one of my go-to people as well for talking me out of those lack of motivation and feeling low energy. He reminds me, you know, remember, look at how far you come. Look at all these things you're doing. And let me be the one right now to remind you, like, look at what you've done. Look at what you've built from literally nothing. Look at what you have accomplished. Look at the wins that your clients have had, the wins that you've had from your income growth, building products, growing a community. You are amazing. And when you get excited about the work that you've done and the things that you've helped yourself accomplish, others accomplish, when you lean back into the passion, what lights you up? What makes you so excited to be a part of this business? Going back to your why. Sometimes it's just that will revive my energy and motivate me to say, yeah, absolutely. I'm totally boss at this. I could totally do it again. I'm going to keep doing it. I can grow again. If I grew then, I can grow again. We can get that motivation back just by reminding ourselves of our journey and the power that our personal story, your personal wins, and your passion that no one understands but you can sometimes reignite us. So if you're feeling low energy this week or don't have a lot of motivation for your business, you're not alone. And it's okay. You're going to survive this season. We all go through these seasons and ups and downs. Here, try these four strategies to get yourself to where you need to during this season of low energy and no motivation, and it'll pass. It will pass. And if you need help with that, I'm here for you. The group is here for you. And I want you to just embrace those ups and downs. This is part of having that flexible business strategy and why it's important to just plan to say, some days I'm just not going to feel like it. And that's okay. That's okay. If you are ready to just work and lean into that flexible business strategy, then check out the Profitable Mom System. It is the foundation for creating a flexible business strategy so that when you do come into these low energy moments and feel like you have no motivation, it's there to support you because you literally planned for the ups and downs and we embrace the chaos. I hope you're having an awesome day, amazing summer. Keep at it, mama. Keep winning. Take that rest if you need to and get back at it. Remember your passion. Remember your wins. You are amazing. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us today on today's episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. You can get all of today's show notes at LonnieJackson.com/podcast. If you love this episode, take a screenshot of your screen right now and share it on your Instagram or Facebook page so your friends can come and listen too. And don't forget to tag me at Brilliant Mompreneurs so I can share the love right back at you. And we'll see you next week on another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs.